The Japanese stock market reeled from another day of heavy selling Friday. The Nikkei 225 index plunged 5.4% to close at 15,273, its lowest level in a year. There was no let-up to this week's selling across Asia. South Korea's Kospi fell 3% to 1,638. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell as much as 5% before recovering somewhat and closing down almost 1.4%. China's Shanghai Composite Index ended 2.28% lower at 4,656. Analysts say investors fear the U.S. subprime loan crisis could trigger a slowdown in the U.S. economy, which could ultimately hurt Asian exporters. Japanese exporters such as Honda, Canon, and Toyota saw shares drop sharply Friday. Yoshimasa Maruyama is an economist at investment bank BNP Paribas in Tokyo.
Japanese economy is depending on U.S. economy. So today, Japanese market worry about the U.S. consumer spending will go down because of subprime problem and slow down U.S. economy.
Adding to Japan's woes, the yen reached a 14-month high against the dollar, making Japanese exports more expensive. Over the past several years, many U.S. finance companies issued mortgages to people with poor credit histories. As U.S. interest rates have risen, many of those borrowers have defaulted, and some lenders have gone bankrupt, creating a credit problem in the United States. Many investors are selling their shares because they fear the problem will spread to other companies and make it hard for businesses to borrow cash for their operations. The crisis has triggered global stock market volatility in the past 2 weeks. Worries of a credit squeeze have prompted central banks in the U.S., Europe, Australia, and Japan to inject billions of dollars into the money markets to raise liquidity and market confidence. On Friday, the Bank of Japan injected $10.5 billion into the system. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.